we are going to learn about, with the help of the Lord Holy Spirit, the process and the path of vision. We know that God has given the vision for each life, born with a purpose, and from purpose the vision shoots out. Purpose is the source, and God gives the purpose, of course. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. We may plan a lot of things, but then it is the Lord who will direct our steps. If we cling on to Him, He will direct our steps that we may fulfill His purpose, the vision which God has given us. Matthew chapter 7 verse 14 says, you know, we may have looked at this scripture thinking that there are two kinds of people. One is going by the wide road, the other one by the narrow road, and one is leading to heaven, the other one to hell. Yes, in a way it's true, but that has got so much of deeper meanings. Therefore, whatever you, verse 13, enter by the narrow gate, for the wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to vision, which leads to fulfillment of the vision, which leads to success in God's eyes. And there are few who find it. You see, people many times they just center around heaven, you know, not even knowing that heaven is going to be, God's going to empty heaven and then bring all of them all over here on earth. So here we can see that those of us who are going to, if at all we are going to fulfill, going towards the end of our vision, seeing the success of why, the reason why God has given us birth and the reason why we have been protected, it is only by taking the narrow path. Fulfillment of the vision, it takes time. The process of the vision is not easy. See, in Acts 14:22, Paul said, through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God. There is no easy path. Again, it's not talking about a wide road, it's a narrow path. We must enter. At birth, we are born into the kingdom. But then to enter the kingdom of God, Paul is speaking, is to enter into the operation of the kingdom, of rulership, going on with God through many tribulations. Why there is enemy? The opposition is going to be there. And Satan will use anything through demon spirits. Anything, any place, anyone, including our flesh. So God never takes anyone to the fulfillment of the vision in a hurried way. No. It is only by step by steps. You can see it is not the hops, but the Lord directs his steps. So it's one step at a time. There is no hop, step and a jump. You must have heard that phrase in the athletics. We did that. The path or the process of the vision prepares us for the fulfillment of the vision or the destination. The process, the path, takes us to the destination and also prepares us. It prepares us for the vision so that we can, when we receive that, we will not be moved. We will not become elated, puffed up. We will still remain humble. For God had prepared you for that time, for that ministry. So the path and the process of the vision prepares a person. So when you look upon it now, there are so many things that you are going through, whether at home, whether on the street, whether at the work. The pressure increases. It surrounds you. You're hard pressed on every side. There is accusation. There is misunderstanding. There is tiredness of the flesh. And there are a lot of other things coming against. But these are all things that shapes us to make us fit when God finally takes us to the fulfillment of the vision. Okay? It may be long, the path, or it may be hard. But it is designed not to keep us away from the vision. Remember that. The hard path. It is to prepare us for the vision. The fulfillment of the vision. To bring us, many of you pray, Lord, bring us to the center of your will. That's the fulfillment of your vision. But the Lord giving you, this is what I called you for. And then you know, yes, Lord, I didn't know that. Now that you have been prepared, you receive it with humbleness. So don't run away during the time of preparation. Many go away in preparation time. That's what you have seen even in this group. Many slack and then they are diverted into some other things. Some other important matters more than the kingdom. So don't be alarmed if your friends stay back or your whatever, who else stay back. If relatives don't follow Jesus, you will follow. If friends don't follow Jesus, you will follow. Till the very last day, I will follow the Lord. As Joshua said, as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. When we receive our vision and we come to know the purpose why God has called us, called you, every one of us, let it be anything, even the saints in the Bible, they're not ready immediately. They had to be prepared. Work had to be done inside before God gives that responsibility, bringing the vision to fulfillment. So, there are some things God is after in taking us through the path, in taking us the process of the vision. We cannot escape. If you want to see success in God's sight, that to come to the center of God's will, accept the hard times. Paul said to Timothy, Timothy, endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. You must endure hardship, Timothy. Jesus said the path is narrow, the way is hard. But people run away. Oh, why do I want this? I don't want this. If this is the testing, I don't like this. People don't want to talk to me. People just that. But now, you know, there is nothing is right in that church. And they run away. They fall by the side. Or they backslide. They neglect Bible studies. They neglect church gathering. They neglect... Oh, yeah. Excuse me. So God is after, number one, let me say, our character. Our character forming within is number one, taking us through the path of the vision. To shape our character, to break and to mold, so that the life of Jesus Christ, which is in our spirit, will be released through the soul, where it agrees with the spirit. Are you following me? So there are a lot of breaking that's necessary. There's going to be tears. Don't you ever think that you're not going to be misunderstood? The only place that you will not be misunderstood is heaven. Or accused. Whatever. Remember the accusations that came daily for our Lord Jesus Christ. So the formation of character God is after. Number two, bringing our self life to death. Crucifixion of the self. We know that our old man, our old self, has been crucified with Jesus Christ. That's done, but this has to be a daily process too. Romans 6:6 says that, right? Paul said, I die daily. Death to self is God after taking us through the process of the vision, bringing us to the fulfillment. Are you following me? Remember this. Keep this in your heart. We need to remind one another these things. Is everything going wrong with you? Are people trodden down, stepped on you? As somewhat certain people have forgotten you? Don't you worry. Joseph was forgotten. Moses was forgotten. They left Paul in prison and nobody went and saw him. So number two, God is after is bringing ourselves to nothingness. Zero. Crucifixion of our self-life. So God will arrange circumstances. Oh, I'll tell you, the Holy Spirit will engineer circumstances to kill our natural self, which is the number one hindrance to following the Lord. Is it any wonder Jesus said, if any man wants to follow me, let him deny himself. Okay? So you will see these things where the examples I'm going to give you, some examples from the Bible, some saints of God, and God has been after these things, okay? So remember, character, number two, death to self. Three, God wants to see that we totally depend on Him. Not on a thing, not on money, not on a country, not on a princess, not on a king, not on a pastor. No, totally to depend on Him. And God will arrange them. For you in a life like this, probably you don't think that way. But what about it? People say that you can only die when you... Some years have more chances of dying when you are flying and the plane crashes. Right? Everyone dies, right? What about last night? A plane landed there, probably skidded in Chicago. and skidded, and he went off into the road where cars go, hit one car and killed on the spot a six-year-old boy. Never heard? And some others got injured last night. So death came just, what? Going on a car. Our times are in his hands. Anything can happen. If there is no protection from God, there is no protection at all. You can just die staying at home. You can just die just falling inside your bathroom. Slip and then you fall. Your back of your head is, you fall that way on the ground. That's it. So God brings us to total dependence on him. And he will arrange circumstances. I tell you, there have been times that came back in Sri Lanka before 1993. I said, Lord, this is finished. This is done. If you don't come through. I'm telling you. And those who were with me, some people, they couldn't even pray. All right, number 4, is it? Yeah. To have responsibility. Number 1 is character. 2 is bringing death to self. 3 is to totally depending on God. And 4 is to have responsibility. Do you have any responsibility? See? You must be a person who can be trusted with responsibility. God can give you something and say, and you will say, no, I'm responsible for this. I am accountable. I cannot just ignore this. No, it's the kingdom. How much you are responsible. Let me tell you, these are very important points. And God will see to it that he will not teach us knowledge. I'm talking every one of these points. It's not just knowledge. You're going to learn it by experience. You don't learn character. You don't develop character by just teaching about character. No. You're going to go through something. We're going to go through something. And many things. And come out. If we pass, then our character is formed inside. Then we are able to comfort the others. We are able to help others. And God is the one who shapes the character, not anybody. Please take it. If you are a person trying to change another person, you are practicing witchcraft in some way. Because you are trying with your soul. Whether you are trying domination, force, or your manipulation, or just intimidation. On and on and on. This is of what? The soul. Only the Holy Spirit can change a person. Amen. Let it be your daughter, son, husband, wife. Let it be your brother, sister, aunt, uncle. Let it be anybody. Let it be any Sunday school child. Don't try to force, manipulate, intimidate and change that child. Never you can. You can teach them. Yes, there are children. There is provision for us. There is a necessity for discipline. Yes. But using our soul power, soul cannot change anybody. It's a spirit that gives life. The Holy Spirit is only responsible. I don't know why I got into this. Responsible for changing lives of people. Amen. And the 5th one. God takes us through the process is teaching us to live by faith. I want to say, in the evening, God gave me 3 of these things while I was writing this down. Yeah. So what are those things what the God is after? The character production while we are going through the process towards the fulfillment of the vision, right? Character. Number 2, bringing ourselves to death, to end of ourselves. 3, to teach us, to train us, that we may totally, unreservedly depend on God. Okay? And the 4th one, to have responsibility. God will give you something and then see whether you are responsible, whether you take it very seriously, whether it is a sound recording or whether it's a cassette label making or cassette duplication, or whether it is arranging these chairs before the meeting. Yes, God is watching everything. How responsible you are. Whether you do everything in time, in the fear of God, everything starts small. Responsibility. If we are not responsible, God is not going to take us to the fulfillment of the vision and then give, okay, here you are, so much of people or so much of things, money, you can use it. No. We will not be responsible. 5, the last one is learning to walk by faith. If you are called, God will, let me say this word, He will thrust you into circumstances you have no other way than to live by faith. Then you will know your calling is sure. You have no other way to turn that side, this side. You say, okay, Lord, I like what Derek Prince says. If even friends forsake me, they stay back, I'll still follow the Lord. If no one follows me, but I will still follow. He says that beautifully in the line of separation. I will follow. You remember the song we sing? I have decided to follow Jesus. Abraham, God gave him the vision. He made him to see the stars. And then look at the sand of the sea. So shall be your children. And he had to go through so much of time waiting. Almost his body came to the place dead. His body was dead in a sense. It cannot anymore. I mean, just forget about any child. You understand what I'm saying? And Abraham had to totally now depend on God. Yes, he made a mistake when listening to Sarai. And then brought forth Ishmael, that he got into many problems. But later when God timing came, and Isaac was born. Okay? Now God, again, he tests him. To see where he has come to the fulfillment, what God is going to give to him, make him a father of nations, many nations. He says, I want you, Isaac. See? I don't know how Abraham slept that night. The child received by gift from God, miraculous child, and God wants the child, and he had to take him and go now. To fulfill his calling. And finally, he won. And God gave the child back. What about Joseph? After the vision was given, the purpose was known. God showed him the end. Yes, many are going to come and fall down before you. But then, God started the process. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Worship you, Lord. And it started with a rejection, with our anger and envy, and his own household people rose up against. Let me tell you what Jesus said. The man's foes are his own household. If there is anything the devil wants to hit you, it'll start from your home. I'm telling you. All those people, born one after the other in the family of Joseph, they wanted to just finish him off. except Reuben said, no, don't do this. And he was put in the pit. Never knew that he was going to go through all those things. And they sold as a slave, saw him, they disappear. Going in that wagon, they become very small now because the distance is too far and they cannot see them no more. And how many weeping and weeping Joseph would have done in that wagon as the 17-year-old boy. We can't just fathom and think about. Except the scriptures say that his soul was kept in prison, fetters of iron. So much he was crushed. See? And about 13 years, and afterwards, he was given charge. He was working, and then he was sold as a slave, and then he was Potiphar's house, he was given charge. Why? That occupation was training him for the fulfillment of the vision before going to the throne. Whatever the job that you are doing, do it faithfully until the Lord takes you out. Because God is showing you certain things over there. Let the other people, the others lie, but you don't. Let the others undercut your employer, but you don't. I'm not saying that you got to sacrifice whatever that your kingdom business and all that, and then, you know, be a wiping cloth to your employer. No, if you give in like that, they will take the mean advantage, let me tell you. But in all the other matters, in obedience and in honoring and all that, and you should know your boundary and your line. So you should know your boundary and where you should stay. You got to be cautious. So afterwards, again he was thrown into prison. See the process, the path of the vision. Joseph never knew that that was going to be the last place. And he thought, well, the other two guys were sentenced over there in prison. They're going to help him. They forgot about him. And then another 2 years passed. God's timing came. Now he was called out by the king. So the process and the path of the vision was all the time preparing Joseph, bringing himself to death, making him to totally depend on God. And his character was getting developed, molded, soft. Then his self-life was coming to zero and he was walking by faith. God was with Joseph. Can you see? You can see all these things in the saints that I'm going to mention to you. What about Moses? See, from the pit to the throne, this character formation and all these things that I mentioned to you now. But the thing that what we see outside, what's happening to us, we see the current events, forget these things that we are going towards the vision, and we try to take exits in another path. Are you following me? So people stay back from Bible study, back from church, run to other church. They give excuses. That is not right. This is not right. Pastors shouldn't have spoken like that. That teaching was very hard. How can you say that to drink your blood? How can anybody drink the blood? Moses said not to drink any blood. That offended them. Many stopped following Jesus. And Jesus said, do you also want to go away? Because they slip away the vision. They do not know the path and the process of vision. God never called Aaron and Miriam to correct Moses. That was not their ministry. Are you following me? These are all down-to-earth things. All right. The Israelites, OK, Okay? You know about the Israelites?
You're right.
Exodus chapter 13, verse 17 and 18. As they crossed the Red Sea, and God, knowing their character, what is inside of them, He knows all about us. Verse 13, 17 and 18. Then it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, although the way was near. For God said, lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by the way of the wilderness. Sometimes God leads us around by the way of the wilderness. We say, Lord, why is this? There is a shortcut. Why are you taking the long way? Why don't you finish with this vision message? I'm so getting fed up. Have you said that in your heart? God knows it. You may have not spoken it outside. But then when I started this, maybe that you're listening, oh, not again. If God will take us in a path that we don't know, we have no idea, a roundabout way, according to His wisdom. And somebody say, amen. So the path of the vision is not according to our path. Remember, Proverbs 16:9, the Lord directs His steps. Hallelujah. It is by the mercy and the grace of God you are listening to this evening. Where are your friends? What happened to their steps? What about your church? See, God never told them that they are going to meet bitter water. Never said a word. What a thing for the people to see. They're coming, singing and all that, 3 days, no water. Think God was mad? No, He knew that they can't run behind now. Now is the time to teach them faith. Now is the time to shape up their character. Come on, let's have some patience. Come on, let's have some... Let's see how your tongue is going to come out. So 3 days... no water. When they saw water, they came running. Probably they jumped inside. And it was bitter. And there are many other things God took them through to show Israel, in according to Deuteronomy chapter 8, to show them what was in their heart. He led them through that path in fulfillment of the vision. But many of them who left Egypt slipped away the vision God gave through Moses. Therefore, they perished. They could not control themselves. Their self rose up. Their lusts rose up. They could not live a life of faith. Can you see that? God was teaching them to live a life of faith. They got to depend on God for water, for food, everything. And they tested God. Can we get some meat? Moses, what about some meat? Roast beef. No. Can God get us meat? God heard it. And God brought all the quails near their tents, and they can just put out their hands and catch them. They came. Catch us, catch us, catch us. They came near. See, the wonderful acts of God, still they wouldn't live by faith. Still their self rose up, their pride. See, but they were not prepared for the vision. They slipped away from the vision. Therefore, they couldn't control themselves. People without vision perish. Uncontrollable. See? Only the children went inside Canaan with Caleb and Joshua. Not even Moses. God said, I don't want to hear about it again. Don't talk to me. What a thing. He said, no mercy, Lord. I don't want you here. People don't preach on that, right? That's the God we serve. That's the God we serve. What about David, when we consider David? Samuel came and told him, hey, you're going to be king. Anointed. Trouble started with the brothers, and then when he came to challenge Goliath. And afterwards, trouble started from the place where he was ministering in the palace. He was under the leadership of King Saul. Never knew that King Saul would turn out to be his worst enemy. For nearly 13 years, not one, two, three, nearly 13 years, Saul was eyeing David to kill him. And God permitted that certain times. David had to ask, Lord, what am I to do? Will Saul come here to kill me? Yes, he will come. He had to run. Sometimes I wondered why David did not ask the Lord, so what am I to do? What are you going to do if he is coming? But he ran for his life. He will sleep and he will suddenly wake up in the morning and say, I am alive. God sustained me. So he wrote his Psalms. God taught him to live by faith. I told you the process of the vision. God was teaching him to be responsible. See, he did not just leave the sheep and then go to and see Goliath. He left it in the hands of somebody, that little few sheep. He was a very responsible man. That God could trust him. And God taught him to depend on God. Psalm 13. Are you listening to me? Huh? Yes. Or are you lost? Psalm 13. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? Have you said that prayer? If you have told that to the Lord, don't be guilty. Don't feel small. You say, Lord, I'm sorry to say this. It seems that you have forgotten me. Please, I want to say this to you. David said that. How long, Lord, you will forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? Did God hide his face from him? Yes. Isaiah 45:15 says, God of Israel is a God who hides himself. Why he hides? To see whether we'll still seek him. He loves that. He loves it. Lord, where are you? Why are you silent? Why won't you speak to me? I talk to you. I talk to you in the morning and I wanted to see you. And Lord, where are you? Why are you? Well, we will still seek him. And David was molded. God was developing, molding his character. See? Bringing his self to zero, death. You remember, a time came, he told her, he was speaking to Jonathan, his best friend, Saul's son. He said, Jonathan, the way things are happening, your dad is after me. It's only a step between me and death. That's all I can say. The prophecy was given already. This is going to lead Israel as a king. But then what happened? You see, circumstances God takes us through. I'm telling you, you don't have to choose it. You will be led into. God will make us depend on him. God will make us trust him. Come to the dead end road. And you know that God has called you. When everyone leaves you, forget about you and still you hold on. Why is it that you have come today? When things are happening? It's bad weather. At least one day you can rest. But why did you come? Because you wanted to continue. Lord, help me to run my race. hold my hand, Lord. And even the David, all the time, he cried out, you know, in agony, that he had to cling on to God and he had to learn. That's why we have these wonderful Psalms. David writes something and then suddenly the Holy Spirit comes and writes in between the answer. Yeah. All these wonderful Psalms of our thousands of years of it, people are being touched. Why? It came out. God spoke those things when he was in darkness, walking in the path that he did not know. So he says, those who trust in the Lord, rejoice. He is a strong tower for you. He will not let the righteous to beg for bread. See? Then, what about Jesus? When he was born as a baby, right? The kings came and bowed before him, worshipping him. They knew the king was born. The king has been born, right? They came and worshipped. They gave gold, frankincense, myrrh. But then Jesus had to go through the process. He knew that the day of death was approaching him. He was dying daily. He was rejected. He was one synagogue. They just threw him out. They dragged him outside. Can you believe God in the flesh? He had come to see man. They dragged him out and they wanted to thrust him, to push him down from the cliff. And finally, he comes to Gethsemane. And Jesus said, Father, is there any other way? Have you got any other way? Please, if this cup could pass away from me. See? It was pleasing in the sight of God to take the captain of salvation. And he learned obedience through what he suffered. The path and the process of the vision prepares us for the fulfillment of the vision. When God then gives you a position in a church, in a ministry, when God gives you many hundreds of families in your hands, you remain humble. You will still take this sweeper and start sweeping whatever that you have been doing before. When you started the ministry, you will be served. You will have the servant spirit. You will remain humble. The last shall be the first. Anybody wants to be a leader, let him be your servant. So God develops this servant spirit, whether it is Abraham, whether it is Joseph, whether it is Moses. He wants that servant spirit developed. The process and the path of vision. People don't understand. But God will not tell everything. And most of the time, he won't tell anything. God even never said a word about the bear pool and the things that were going to happen and the times that they're going to pick up the stones for Moses. If he had said that to Moses at the very beginning, or even to Joseph, that you're going to have a pit and a prison. Thank you. Praise the Lord. I am not in this. Find somebody, Lord. Without telling anything, Moses said, Lord, I am not coming. Choose somebody else. Isn't that right? Are you there? But let me say, you are not accident. You are no accident listening to this message today. I know this presence of God is here. I know the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. Because I know what the words are coming out of my mouth. Before the fulfillment of the vision, that is the process, the path of the vision. And God keeps it a secret and he takes us in as long as we hold on to his hands. And we learn to walk by faith. We come to the dead end road toward death to ourselves. We come to take up responsibilities, whether it's small or great, whatever. And we come to a place where that we totally depend on God. See? And with all kinds of accusation and misunderstandings and lots of other things, we even within a little group, which normally happens And that's the best group, the little group. And that you still remain faithful and then you go forward. Your character begins to shape up. Your character begins to shape up. Let anything they say about you. Keep your mouth closed. Don't you go and tell anybody else. Are you following me so far? So finally, going to the throne, Jesus, he went through the hard path. Went through the process. Devil offered the easy way. Through people, come on, we're going to make you king. Jesus refused. What is the thing that you're going through now? Shall I tell you? God is preparing you for the fulfillment of your vision. God's preparing you and strengthening you, helping you, training you to walk by faith. And you say, oh, I want to run away. No, don't run away. Don't run away. That's the easy way, like Jacob. See, people don't want to learn things. They're the ones, they're just grasshoppers. They just run from one place to the other. See, unless God guides you specifically, you shouldn't go away. What about Paul? God said to Paul that he's going to meet kings and, you know, he's going to be a witness in many places to tell about his name. And God called him with a very high calling to be an evangelist, especially among the Gentiles. Right? And never told him his path. The process. In fact, he mentioned a few words to Ananias. I will show him, Ananias, how much he must suffer for my name's sake. You will read that in chapter 9. How much he should suffer, Ananias, I will show him. And you will read Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, how he talks about he got beaten up and he was in prison. He was naked and he was hungry. There was no food. He was stoned many times. Stoned! People forgot about him. And the workers who worked with him left him. Demas forsook him and went away. And the others too. Only Luke is with me. Others went away on their own ways. Paul said, I die daily. Death is working in me so that life would work in you. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. You take anything. What about 2 Corinthians chapter 1? Brethren, you should not be unaware that the trial that we had to face in Asia. Suddenly, it was beyond our strength. That the testing came to us that we even despaired our life. We had sentence of death within ourselves. That means Paul said, we are done. I'm finished. I'm gone. Probably some people came to kill him. He was let down, you remember, by in that basket. They were plotting to kill him. He had to run. He was on the run all the time. And God was shaping up his character. Is it any wonder? Power came out of Paul. And God said, the Bible says that mighty miracles, very special miracles were done through Paul. God worked miracles through him. He came to the dead end road. His soul. Why? He says that in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, he says that we should not depend on ourselves, but we should depend on God who raises the dead. Amen. Am I preaching to myself? See? That's the process of the vision. And Paul said, I have finished my race. I have finished the ministry which the Lord Jesus Christ has given to me. I fought a good fight. Okay? He said that. I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision what the Lord Jesus Christ gave me. But the process he had to go through, he finished his race. He fulfilled his calling. The vision was fulfilled. Churches were planted. Paul was literally weeping for the churches. And he said, with all these things, The burden for the churches is pressing me. The concern for the churches. To hear that these people have no servant of God. That they have no Bible. I'm just saying it in our terms. Are you following me? That burden was pressing him. Do we have any burden like that? What kind of responsibility that you have? Probably that you did some ministry before. Are you thinking and praying and are you longing? Oh, these children that I taught him, we don't know in what state they are. Paul wanted to go and see the believers in other cities where he preached once the gospel, to go and see how they are faring, how they are standing with the Lord, how they are continuing with the Lord. See, so Paul came to the fulfillment of his vision, the purpose of God for him in his life, is that I finished my race. He went through the process. God shaped his character. God trained him to depend on him. The Lord God trained him to have responsibility. See, only faithful people can be responsible. So Paul told Timothy, teach these things to faithful people and God will make them able. Ability, don't worry about it. Be faithful, God will make you able. Amen? Mm-hmm. Be faithful in little things, in little group. I was given after born again experience, after about a month or so, about 4 or 5 boys, Sunday school. That's all I had under a tree in the Anglican church. That's all I taught them. I still remember that. Probably 4, something like that. Yep. So the process of the vision, the process and the path of the vision prepares our character, develops our character, makes us totally depend on God, and brings us to the death of ourself, and also helps us to have responsibility, and we learn to walk by faith. So God will push us into circumstances to go through all these things so that we will be prepared when we receive the fullness of the vision, the fulfillment of the vision. Habakkuk was actually complaining to God in Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 2 that nothing was going right, you know, at the time. And then he was saying, oh Lord, what's happening over here? Why are you keeping silent, oh God? And what are we to do? And you are silent, chapter 1, verse 2. Oh Lord, how long shall I cry and you will not hear? Can you see that? Just like, sounds like David. Even I cry out to you, violence, and you will not save. Why do you show me iniquity, Lord, and cause me to see trouble? See that? Habakkuk has seen so much of violence. I wish the people of Sri Lanka read this. Or in any other place where there's civil war. And God gave him an answer. Chapter 2, verse 2. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold the proud, that means see the proud, his soul is not upright in him. The proud people are, who are those people? People who walk according to their soul. They are self-centered people. They are walking by their self. They may be born again, speaking in tongues. But the just shall live by faith. God told Habakkuk, Habakkuk, I know everything is going wrong around you, but you have to live by faith. See that thing? So the process of the vision, once again, it develops our character. It makes us to come to the death of our, to the dead end road of to our self-life, depending on ourself. Thirdly, to totally depend on God and not on anything or anybody. Fourthly, to have responsibility. And fifthly, to learn to walk by faith. So this is the process of the vision, the path of the vision. Most of the time, God will hide these things from us. He will give us the purpose and the vision and show us and make us imagine about our end and how you're going to minister in front of people and lay hands on people, teach, whatever, according to the vision God has given you. But the process belongs to Him. He directs our steps. How long? We don't know. But surely the vision will come to pass. Amen. If we hold on, if we endure to the end, holding on to the word of God and being faithful and walking by faith, looking towards the vision of God, the vision God has given, depending on the Holy Spirit, God will bring it to pass. And you will know it in your life. May the Lord bless you. Father, we thank you for giving us this word. Make this word real in our lives, Lord. And let this word remain in our hearts. And help us not to get this word slip away from our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray.